Are you ready to have a mini offer funnel in your business? At what point can you consider yourself ready in order for it to actually be successful? There's this idea going around that you can just put a $27 out there and it will magically rake in a bajillion dollars. Now, I'm here to tell you that is not the case. However, there are definitely some strategic things that you can do to make sure that you are ready for the strategy to work for you. And where I see this strategy work best is when you have a few specific things in place first. So in this episode, we're going to jam about what you need in order to be successful with a mini offer funnel strategy. So stay tuned. I'm Carrie Carlisle, and I'll be the first to tell you that there's no one right way to build your business online. There's just a right way for you. After helping hundreds of coaches and course creators sell their programs, I've seen firsthand that success doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all package. And I'm here to show you that you can build your business any dang way you want and to inspire you with stories of different women who have overcome different challenges and have built their businesses in different ways. So let's dive in and help you create a life and a business that you love. This is the Choose Your Own Biz podcast. Hello and welcome back, friend. I am so excited to have you here with me today. Now, if you listened to the podcast episode last week, I shared my story about how a $27 product made my business profitable. Totally true, 100% true story. But if you were listening to that podcast episode, you may have thought to yourself, yeah, but will that strategy work for me? I mean, she went and sold a product. She got a return on her investment right away. How do I know that this is actually going to work and be profitable for me? And so that's what I wanted to break down in this episode. This is also something that I'll be talking about again with breaking down the actual exact strategy of what you want to make sure that you have in place in order to make this successful inside of the free class that I am teaching this week. As of the date that this podcast episode is dropped, I'll be teaching it tomorrow, Wednesday. So be sure to go sign up for that. Salesinyoursleep.com is how you can get registered for that class. Now, I have to say that yes, I had a measure of success right away, and results are not typical, right? I had spent months funnel hacking many people. I had spent months doing the research, figuring out what might sell, what my audience might want, and coming up with a plan and a strategy, which, like I said, is something I'll talk more about in the free class that I'm teaching. It's something that I teach my students inside the Sales in Your Seat program, which, by the way, doors open for that tomorrow. So you can definitely check that out as well. Keep your eyes peeled for that. But I have noticed that when working with clients, when working with my students inside the program to build out their mini offer funnels, that there really are five things that you need to have in place before you want to consider using a mini offer funnel. And it's not going to be what you think, to be honest. It's not like you have to be making a certain amount of revenue or your audience has to be a certain size. None of that. It's more coming back to actually some of the basics. So let me run through and talk about five things that you need to have in order to make a mini offer funnel work for your business. So number one is, you have to know who your audience is. You have to know who you're speaking to. Now, this is true of any sort of marketing, right? In order to get people to sign up for a freebie, in order for somebody to watch your video, you have to be speaking to them. You have to know what their problems are. You have to know what their dreams and desires are. You just have to know your audience. So this is not news. But especially when it comes to creating a mini offer, and if you're going to run ads, putting it out there in front of people who have never, ever met you, you have to be 100% solid that you know that there is something that you can give them quickly that is going to solve a problem that they have right away. So if you don't know what their problems are, if you don't know what they're complaining about the most, chances are you do because people like to complain, right? You probably know what your audience is complaining about. If you don't know, then you don't want to start off with a mini offer. You want to figure out what it is that people are really interested in. Now, if you know who your audience is, like the back of your hand, then you can go ahead and really create a mini offer that speaks to them so that even if they have never met you before, because that mini offer that you have solves a problem that they are just itching to get rid of, that's when people are going to be willing to pull out a credit card and pay you to have that problem solved. So that's why I think it's the number one most important thing out of everything else, to be honest, is that you need to know your audience, because that's the only way you're going to be able to design and create a mini offer that's really going to draw people in. Now, number two is that you either need to have an audience or be willing to invest in ads to get in on the process of building your list. So there is like two trains of thought. So once you create this mini offer, you can do exactly what I did. You could have no audience. Remember, I only had a couple hundred people left on my email list after I chucked them all out. So I never launched organically. I didn't post on social media. That's all. In all of 2019, I maybe had like 5 posts, like it's not a lot. Anyway, you can either go into it with the mindset that I am going to invest in ads and build my list using this with the process, or it's really great to already have an organic audience that you can keep putting the links out there to on your social media. You can put it in your email. You can do a simple email promotion to your current email list. This is something I teach inside of my course of how to do that. A great organic promotion to test out your mini offer, see if it really converts. So obviously, even if you know your audience, maybe the first time that you put a mini offer out there, it might not be perfect. You might need to do some tweaking. You might need to go and add something in. You might need to change one of the mini offers that are in your funnel, right? Because you're actually going to have more than one mini offer that people are looking at. You might have to test out and see what is going to work best. So if you have an audience in place organically with an email list or on social media, you can pitch this to them first, not pay for ads, and kind of test out your funnel and see if it works, right? See if it's something that people actually want without spending ads. If you don't have that audience, that's okay, right? I didn't have that audience either. But I did come into it with the mindset that I was going to test it out with ads to see what was working and what was not. Now, I have to say, I was very fortunate that I was profitable out of the gate. However, I have since updated the funnel probably 4 times since I launched it at the beginning of 2020. I have changed out what the mini offers are on the back end. I have added more information based on the feedback I got from people buying my mini offer of what they wish they had. And then I still gave them, you know, access to the upgrades that I added in. You have to go into it thinking I'm either going to invest in the ads or I'm going to test it out my audience first. So just know that those are your two options. You don't have to have an audience, but if you don't, you need to be willing to invest in ads to test out and see if it's what people want. Now, number three is you need to know what you are selling on the back end. Now, I think this gets a bit sticky. I've had lots of students that when they came into my program, my Sales in Your Sleep program originally, they thought that they had to have an automated webinar, that was like the only way that this was going to work, to have a totally 100% automated system to get them these higher ticket sales. And they just didn't feel ready for an automated webinar. They didn't have a course to sell in an automated webinar. And the good news is you don't have to do that. You know, I didn't have an automated webinar when I first started selling mine. What I actually did was I was just using it to build my list. I was getting paid to build my email list, and then I was doing live launches. But what you do need to know is what are you going to sell on the back end? Because even though you want your mini offer funnel to be profitable, the profit margin isn't going to be huge by itself. It's just not going to be ginormous, right? Even with a 2-to-1 return on my investment, which is what I had at the beginning, which dropped down over time to about 1.4. Yes, I'm profitable, but that's still pouring a ton of money into ads to get a very tiny profit. Where the real profit comes into play is making sure that you know what you're selling on the back end. Okay. So make sure that you have a plan of what you are going to offer to these people who are coming onto your list next, because that's really where this funnel is going to work for you. Now, if you don't have a course or a service that you offer yet, that's okay. But at least know that, like, oh, 3 months from now, I am going to beta launch this course, right? Or I am going to start offering this service. Because you have to know what the end goal is. Otherwise, this could just be a list building strategy that doesn't really bring you the revenue and the profits that you want in the long run. Okay. So that's number three, is knowing what you're going to sell on the back end. Now, number four is be willing to possibly invest in some tools. Now, for a lot of you, you might be using something like Kajabi, which already works. You might already have ClickFunnels. There are certain tools that work better for creating mini offer funnels than others, because there's a very specific strategic order that you add things and you present them to people in this funnel. You want to make sure that you have the right tools to make it easy peasy for your customer to continue to buy things from you, to continue to pull out their credit card, right? So this isn't like a big one, but I do like to let people know that sometimes the tools that you have just aren't willing, like they're not going to work. They're not going to do the right job. So if you want this mini funnel to be a success, I would for sure look at what tools are going to be best for it. So tools like ClickFunnels work really well. Kajabi has an option that works really well. Thrivecart has an option that works well. Just be aware, you don't have to use a specific tool, but be aware of the current tools that you have, and are they the ones that are going to make it easy for your customer to buy things from you using a mini offer funnel? And if it's not, you might have to decide to add another tool, another software to your arsenal. Now, the good news of that is, I know it's hard because sometimes we look at like, oh gosh, ClickFunnels, that's like $97 a month. Okay, well, I made $97 in one day. So this is where you kind of have, this is one of those places where you have to think to yourself, how many sales would I need to get of my mini offer to make buying this software, you know, worth it? So for me, for ClickFunnels, it'd be four. I would literally have to sell four in an entire month to make it worth it to even have ClickFunnels, which that was something I was doing like in less than half a day, like in several hours, I was getting four sales. So just come into it with a mindset that you might have to get a new tool. You might not, but you definitely want to make sure that you have the right tools for the job. Now, number five, and this is the last one I have, and it also might be, well, I think knowing your audience actually might be the most important. So this has got to be the second most important. This is having the proper mindset. This is coming into it, knowing the potential that this type of system has for your business. Knowing that a mini offer funnel will allow you to get paid to grow your email list. Knowing that it can take the risk out of filling some of your higher ticket offers. Knowing that it might not work right off the bat. You might have to do some tweaking and testing, but the potential for it is far outweighing the risk at the beginning. And it's minimal risk, right? You're not spending like thousands of dollars and hoping to recoup that investment. You're going to know right away, within just a few days usually, or a week at the most, depending on how much you're spending on ads, if something's working or if it's not. And so if you come into it with that mindset that I'm going to test this out, I'm going to see how it works, I'm going to tweak it, I'm going to change it, I'm going to update it, I'm going to make it the best possible thing that it can be, then you know you have success. Okay. Coming into that mindset. Also with the mindset that that one mini offer funnel is not the end all be all. This is not the only thing that you have in your business. This is a strategic way to be able to get people into your world at less risk for you so that you can introduce them to your other courses, to your membership, to your done-for-you services, to your coaching offers, whatever it is you're offering on the back end. This is one main source of revenue for you to just get them in the door. Because we know that once someone gets in the door, they're much more likely to purchase other programs, other offers from you. So you have to come into it that mindset that, yes, I want to make a little bit of profit, but if I'm at least covering my ad spend, this is going to be a win for me in my business because I'm finding the people that are willing to pay to have their problems fixed. That is the mindset you're coming into it with. These people are willing to pay to have their problems fixed. So that is number 5. So let me do a recap for you. The 5 things that you need to have in place is you need to know who your audience is, what their problems are. Number 2, you need to either have an organic audience you can pitch to or be willing to invest in ads to refine the process. 3, know what you're going to sell at some point on the back end. 4, be willing to invest in the proper tools. And 5, have the correct mindset in place that you are going to go all in, you're going to test this out, you're going to tweak it, and that it can be successful, but it may not be successful at the beginning. You have to make it successful. I think that proper mindset, to be honest, is true with everything in business. You will never know unless you test it out. So if you're even feeling like this is possibly a good strategy for you, please go check out salesinyoursleep.com, attend my class tomorrow. And if you think, Carrie, yes, hands down, I want to learn how to build this, I would love to have you join me inside the next round of my Sales in Your Sleep program, which opens doors tomorrow. So keep your eyes and ears out for that. Okay, so here is to your success with a mini offer funnel, and hopefully I'll see you in the live class. Have a great day. Raise your hand if you want to get sales day in and day out from quality leads who are perfect for your signature program or higher ticket offers. Be paid to build your email list with customers instead of you paying to fill your list with freebie seekers. Move beyond organic marketing and have a way to immediately cover your ad spend so you can scale your business. Take the risk out of running ads to fill your higher ticket offers, or to make the affirmation, money flows easily to me, a heck of a lot easier to believe by having sales pop up in your email every day. If you are sitting there with your hand up in the air saying, yes, please, then you're definitely gonna wanna check out my free class on adding mini offers to your business. Inside of this free class, I'm sharing what everybody's getting wrong about mini offers and why it's keeping you from success, how to leverage a 24/7 sales system using mini offers to get more people in your courses, programs, or services with less risk to your wallet, why you don't have to have an evergreen webinar at the end to make it successful, and how to make building a 24/7 sales system simple by using the Sharp framework, and how to get my help to do it. So if that sounds like something you are interested in learning and seeing the real raw numbers and strategy behind how I use mini offers in my business and with my students to be profitable, then sign up for the class at salesinyoursleep.com, and I'll see you there.